This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Mike Mulvaney, the head of the Office of Management and Budget, is also temporarily running Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, wants to see legislation that curtails the operation of the CFPB and puts it under the control of Congress and the President. Democrats in the Senate have committed to blocking any such legislation. The Philippine economy is heavily dependent on remittances, with 10% of the country's population working overseas and sending money home. Trump's infrastructure proposals will give 70% of the score to whether the project attracts private investment, meaning it is likely a subsidy for private enterprises where returns will be high enough to attract the money rather than public need. In a study by the National Academy of the Sciences, researchers found that since 1982, between 3 and 10% of the country's water systems have been in violation of the federal Safe Drinking Water Act each year. In 2015 alone, as many as 21 million Americans may have been exposed to unsafe drinking water. Lawyers for public housing tenants in New York City are demanding $15 million in refunds to tenants who are left without heat during the winter. In 2016, 43% of American workers spent some time working remotely, according to a Gallup survey. In 1949, 75% of Chinese women were illiterate. Today, China has one of the lowest rates of female illiteracy in the world, as well as the highest percentage of self-made female billionaires. 50 years after King's death, the majority of African Americans in surveys indicate they see little progress in many areas of civil rights, including police treatment, voting rights, and the criminal justice system, as well as economic opportunities. A nonprofit is more than four times more likely to receive grants from a corporate foundation if a politician sits on its board. About 75% of teachers are women. The first laundromat in Hong Kong was believed to have opened only 4 years ago in 2014. There are now 180. Because of the shortage of affordable housing, families have been forced to squeeze into smaller and smaller apartments. The average new unit is 345 square feet, and there is no room for washers and dryers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.